PSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor, to Mars orbit, to a moon that is not much photographed until Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and he introduces us to the second Martian moon, my favorite being Phobos, but this is Deimos, its little brother. And Deimos has mysteries. Bob, what are we looking at?
John, I've got on Behind the Black one of the pictures taken by the United Arab Emirates Mars orbiter Al Amal, which means hope in English. Al Amal is in a high global orbit. It's in a high orbit so they can get global data of the Martian weather patterns, its meteorology. But because it's in that high orbit, it's the first orbiter in a position to be able to do close flybys of one of Mars' two moons, Phobos and Deimos. Deimos is in a high orbit, and so there's never been a close-up picture of Deimos. We never really knew what it looked like up close until now, because Al Amal, the UAE engineers, maneuvered it recently in March to do a close flyby, and this is one of a dozen, more than a dozen they're going to do. They're going to do like 30 different flybys over time, but this first one gives us the first images, and they have a whole set of images. It makes into a little movie. I've got a link to that movie if you want to watch it. I've got one of the best images up on Behind the Black. And what's really cool, of course, is the image is taken with Mars in the background. So you can, you know, it's just more dramatic that way. What this picture tells us is without, and plus the data about the makeup of Deimos. Its makeup is not like an asteroid from the asteroid belt. Its makeup matches that of Mars itself. That's what this flyby tells them. And if it matches the makeup of Mars, it means it didn't come from the asteroid belt. It came from Mars itself, which means, to my mind, it was likely ejecta thrown out from Mars during one of the very, very big impacts during the initial massive bombardment about a billion years ago. These massive impacts created things like Hellas Basin and Argai Basin, very big basins, thousands of miles across. And big pieces could have been thrown out and end up in orbit around Mars. And I think that's what this data kind of tells us now, that Deimos is a piece from Mars flung out during an impact. Over time, it's been into orbit for billions of years. The harsh environment of space has kind of smoothed it out so it doesn't look jagged. But it also has allowed craters to impact upon it to occur, and we can see that in this picture. So it's kind of cool. This is another object is found in space. I wouldn't say it's totally unique, but it's pretty much unique, and that once again tells us that every new object we look at is likely going to be unique, John.
A Mars-like planet collides with Earth and creates the moon, and now Mars itself has ejecta that turn into a moon. There's some symmetry here, Bob, but I can't figure it out. We don't think Mars hit us, do we? Do we think Mars?
No, this is separate. Once again, when the early days of the consolidation of the planets, what you had is lots and lots of impacts, lots of big impacts, lots of objects in orbit in the solar system. It was a debris accretion disk, so lots of objects. Some very big. And when they impact, they throw stuff out. And if Mars was not quite made at that time, its gravity wouldn't be as high, a lot of objects would have ended up in orbit. Over time, that orbit cleaned out, but some objects remained. Two remained.
Phobos and Deimos. We go to the surface of Mars, and this is super cool. You got to click on Bob's picture. I'm looking at a little bitty buddy in the left-hand side of the photograph, way in the distance, and there are tracks behind it. What am I looking at, Bob?
You're looking at Perseverance. Ingenuity completed its 51st flight on Mars on April 22nd. It was positioned pretty close to Perseverance when it took off, and it flew to the west, away from Perseverance. But about halfway through the flight, they tilted the spacecraft so that it could look behind itself. Well, see the horizon, see the large crater that Perseverance and Ingenuity were at the edge of called Belva, and also see Perseverance. So this picture on the left-hand side, you can see Perseverance sitting there just outside the rim of Belva Crater, and you can see the tracks that Perseverance made across the picture, and you can even see the spot where it had moved around and been stopped for a bit to take pictures of Ingenuity in the middle of the picture, and that's incredibly cool. This flight was a success. They went about 600 feet to the west, and that just tells us, I think, a hint of where Perseverance will be going in the near future, John.
Yes, now we come to the climb into Gadiz-Vallis. Is that how you say that? Gadiz-Vallis?
I think it's Gadiz-Vallis. This is on Mount Sharp. This is Curiosity. This is a rover up there, essentially, John. And the rover has now climbed up onto a new rocky layer. It has new views of the mountains in front of it. And so I posted a panorama and a map to show where it's gone and where it's coming and where it's been. And you know, once again, we've never had any spacecraft, any on-ground spacecraft, even in the Apollo missions, climbing through mountains in this manner. So we're getting to see views of an alien planet we've never had before. So I post a lot of these whenever I can because it's just so amazing.
You make the important distinction of the dramatic difference between the terrain for Curiosity and the terrain for Perseverance. Doesn't look like the same planet.
It's interesting. If Perseverance had come first, its visions of the delta that flowed into Jezero Crater would have been spectacular, but it came second, and Curiosity right now is in big mountains, and so it makes the terrain that Perseverance is in seem almost boring. It's not boring, but compared to what Curiosity is seeing, the difference is dramatic. They are different terrains, without question, and so you see very different things, and that's really interesting about
that. And Curiosity has the steep climb over rocks, sharp-looking rocks, and that is always a challenge. Now we go to InSight, which theoretically did not succeed, but it sure has a lot of data. What have we got now, Bob?
The only thing that did succeed on InSight was its seismometer. And the seismometer gathered a lot of data before the spacecraft lost power and was shut down. And scientists have now looked at that data, the archived data, and have been able to determine that the core of Mars is probably liquid and is not made up of as dense material as on the Earth. That's going to change significantly how that planet's surface looks. Surprise, surprise. That surface looks very different than the Earth, and this is probably a major factor in doing that, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,